another high-profile accuser is coming forward to recount her experiences with Bill Cosby. Supermodel Beverly Johnson, who made history as the first black woman to appear on the cover of Vogue, tells Vanity Fair the comedy legend drugged her and tried to take advantage of her in the mid-1980s. Johnson also spoke this morning on ABC's Good Morning America, saying she was fearful of what was happening to her.
I mean, I was woozy. My speech was slurred. I knew that I was in danger.
Johnson says the attack happened at Cosby's New York home when she dropped by to read lines for a guest role on The Cosby Show. The 62-year-old businesswoman says she began to feel groggy.
I took a couple of sips of the cappuccino, and from the first sip and then the second sip, I knew I had been drugged, and I had been drugged really good.
She then went into what she called survival mode, cursing at the TV star to the point that he got angry and dragged her to the street by the arm and put her in a taxi.
I think that he probably had never been called the name that I kept calling him over and over again. I think at that point, he wanted to get me out of there.
Johnson says it took several days for the drug to wear off, and that when she called Cosby to confront him, his wife Camille answered the phone and told her that she should call back because it was too late for her husband to take the call. She never called back. Johnson's friend and fellow supermodel, Janice Dickinson, was the first high-profile accuser several weeks ago to say she had been attacked by Cosby. Johnson tells Vanity Fair she's coming forward now because she couldn't sit back and watch other women be vilified and shamed for something she knew was true. Cosby remained silent on the mounting allegations. At least two women have filed suit against him. Kim Wells for 106.7 WTLC and TLCNaptown.com.